Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
We are back, raring to go.
Whoop, whoop.
Ready to do this. Another podcast. You know, this is our 25th podcast.
Is it? Max.
Yes, it is indeed.
I like it when we actually commit to something. I'm really, really bad at like following through with committing to like activities and hobbies and stuff. Really bad. I think it stems from a childhood of not really ever being like forced to do anything. If I didn't like something, like if I didn't like ballet, my mum would be like, oh well, don't go then.
Yeah, you never felt that, like that drive, that
no I was never really pushed to like get through the rubbish part and then reap the reward, you know.
Yeah I'm pretty dogmatic about that type of thing. I'm like, even if I hate it, I'm going to keep doing it, just because I don't know. Sometimes I feel like the part of me that doesn't want to do something. Not that I'm saying we don't want to do this podcast. We love doing this podcast. It's a super fun podcast to do. But we're talking about other things in general, like the things we have to do normally in life, like parent. Sometimes I'm just like, I hate every part of this, but I'm just going to put my head down and get through it.
Well, you don't really have a choice, mate. Sorry about that.
I know. There's no escape.
But yeah, that's why I think that I'm not so good at committing to things in my adult life. But luckily, you're on the other side to keep it even.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't give up easily, do I? I just keep doing stuff.
No. It's kind of annoying, though. Like, once Steph says he's like going to do something, by God, he's going to do it.
The thing is, the problem is with...
Sometimes I'm like, why are you doing that? Because I've said I'll do it.
The issue is I go tunnel vision and everything. I can't focus on anything else but that one thing. And I just go so ham with that one thing until I burn out, which I feel like I'm at a burnout stage right now, you know.
I feel like all you ever do is talk about being at a burnout stage.
Well, I think how we work
used to be on YouTube videos, now it's in podcasts every week. It's like, I'm still burnt out.
No, but I think there's a cycle. You have to accept there's a cycle of burning out in this kind of job or in this career, in anything that you do, which involves kind of, you know, digging deep and anything to do with art or anything to do with kind of creation. It comes with a cycle. You have to work in these cycles of burnout, or like as creators, I suppose, have it, like artists would have, like where they have writer's block or they have that.
Just to play devil's advocate, if you were an organized person, you would carve out time to rejuvenate and not work, like take normal days off, you know.
All right. And the thing is,
I'm always right.
Can you please stop that?
I was doing that on purpose, you know.
That's where ideas are born, is in times where you're not working and you're not kind of, your head's not down, just focusing on projects, and you've taken a step back and you have some time to kind of zoom out of everything and see the bigger picture. That's when the sparks happen. That's when you're like, ah, that's a good idea, or I should do that, or why don't I do this or that or whatever. That's where it comes from in the down times.
It's so bloody hot in this office where we're recording this today. It's so hot.
Yeah, it is ridiculous up here. You can almost feel like within a foot of going down those stairs out there.
Within
like a foot, it drops. You're like, whoa, it's all cool down here.
We're having a really nice bit of a heat wave in England right now, which is perfect because I don't think we're going to be going on holiday this year, are we?
I think we've ruled that one out.
Yeah.
My friend Neil just got back from a trip to Lisbon, and he said that he spent more on his COVID tests than he did on the flights to get there and back, which is crazy.
It's really difficult, though, because although obviously technically some countries we're allowed to go to, it's that really difficult kind of moral compass thing where you're like, I don't need to go on holiday. I just want to go on holiday. Like, it would be good for the soul, you know, to like have a bit of a change of scenery, soak up a different culture, eat some different food, have some sunshine. But then there's the whole moral side of it that's like, they're saying we can, but they're also saying that we shouldn't. So it's really difficult to like, and then the extra costs and everything as well. So it's a hard one, I think, for lots of people.
Yeah, I just kind of ruled it out mentally. I'm like, well, it's not going to happen, yeah. Is it, really? I mean, we luckily did that South African trip just before the first lockdown kicked in properly. So we just about got that one in. Then we did another France trip just about in between.
Yeah.
So we got a little bit. If we hadn't have had those trips, I'd be desperate to get away. So luckily we did have those before.
I don't feel desperate to get away. I miss traveling a lot. Like I miss showing the kids new places and I don't know. I just miss seeing different things and stuff. But I wouldn't say that I'm desperate. I'd say that I've become quite comfortable just exploring where we're allowed to explore and stripping everything back and appreciating a more simple kind of discovery, you know.
I mean, I did my river dip today and it's so warm out here now in the UK that it was about 15 degrees. It was like just wading into a warm bath. It was almost like kind of no point in doing it. You don't get that kind of that rush that you get from the cold water. It was sort of lukewarm.
It's become really popular now, hasn't it?
Yeah, well, in the summer down there, Worley Weir just gets crazy.
Yeah, but that doesn't technically count as cold water swimming.
No, that doesn't. That's
but generally, cold water swimming over lockdown has become really popular.
It's exploded. It really has.
You are one of the masses now. It used to be niche.
No, I'm not edgy anymore. I've lost the air. It's not the edgy thing to do.
No,
it's
now everyone's mainstream. Doing it. Everyone's doing it.
Damn, I have to find something else. I have to find something else to keep my edge up. Yeah, so we went to a comedy night the other night with our friends Chase and Eva. That was great. It was a socially distanced comedy night.
Do you know what always really terrifies me about going to things like that? Is that the person who hosts the evening, generally the format is that they sort of pick people in the audience and tear them to shreds. And so whenever the host comes on in between the acts, I'm always just terrified and like trying not to make eye contact, and I'm like, please don't pick on me, because I hate that thought of everyone staring at you. It's not even that he's going to rip it out of you, it's just everyone like looking at you.
Yeah,
it's weird. It's this thing I've always been scared of since I was a kid.
I was so scared, and because he picked every table along the front and we were right at the end and he was going right along them, and I was like, oh no, we're on the end, he's going to come for us. I had a little cookie before we started watching it, which kind of kicked in just when he was coming over to us. And I was like, oh my God. And I started to like almost like shake a little bit. And I was like, oh God, this is too much. I've just come up off this cookie and now I'm literally like, he's about to tear it into me.
I don't know why you did that.
I know. But I basically had this bright Hawaiian shirt on. And I was like, I'm just like a massive bloody target for this guy. Like with his big obnoxious Hawaiian shirt on, he's going to go all ham on me. I was so scared that I kind of took off my cardigan and started to wrap it around myself to try and make myself more discreet.
He came for me briefly, but I think, I don't know what it is about me. I think I've got like a resting bitch face or something, because that's the second time that's happened to me in the last two weekends. Last weekend I went to see a drag show with my sister, and that's basically what they do in a drag show as well. And the same thing happened. They kind of touched on me but then really backed off. Yeah. And I think it's just because I have that face or that energy around me that's like, fuck, oh, don't you dare. Like, I don't want this.
Yeah.
I didn't come here for this.
What was interesting that you were telling me about the drag show is that it's like the most unpolitically correct thing you've ever been to.
Oh my God,
in your life.
It's so refreshing. It's so refreshing. It's basically all the stuff that nobody's allowed to joke about anymore. Everything's on the table, basically.
Yeah.
And if you don't like it, you just get up and leave.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't realise how much comedy had changed until I went to go see that. I think that's why my sister enjoys it so much, is because, I mean, obviously we're older, so we've kind of grown up with a certain level of joke, you know? Whereas I think if a younger person went to it, they'd be like, this is outrageous.
They'd be straight on Twitter.
Like, it's a cancel culture, isn't it?
Yeah. So. Although there is some, our manager was telling us that they've done some case studies with Gen Zs, and they're actually not as bad as millennials for getting like hyper offended by stuff. Gen Zs apparently a bit more like, they're a bit more edgy, they're a bit more like, oh, you can say whatever, it's fine, make jokes, not a problem. But it was very good. It was Comedia in Bath, and I highly recommend anyone listening to go out there and support your local stand-up comedy nights, because they have been massively impacted, the comedians, by COVID over the last year and a half, whatever.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Because obviously they can't do any shows, and that's how they make all their money. And it's like, it's just all of a sudden like a tap's just turned off for them. So it's so important now, I think, to go out there, go to a comedy night, support them, and and do that. It was great. We saw about four or five comedians, and they're all like really funny.
I think just, even if you're not massively into like live comedy, it's just something different to go and do after being at home for so long and not being able to see people. Also, I find that like what's nice about it, not that our friends that we went with I was nervous around or anything, but it kind of breaks up your chat for the evening. So like you kind of, you'll catch up and have a chat, and then you see one comedian comes on, and then you have another little chat, and then another comedian comes on. Like, it's just quite a nice way to break up the evening, I think.
Yeah, you're right. And they do have like kind of between the comedians as time where you can kind of converse. But I thought it was great. I thought it was good fun. I sort of think I'd want to do like once every 2 or 3 months, I think, go to one. I think if it was a different environment, I'd go probably a bit more. But it's just, that's quite, I don't know, there's different types of comedy clubs that feel different. I don't like the social distancing side of things. It feels a little bit less intimate, almost, a bit more. I don't really like that part of it, but it was great. Yeah. But that was super fun. And I had a trip to London. This was so good because work is now starting to pick up again after a massive, great big black spot, which was horrific over the past year and a half. It was basically, again, like the comedians, I suppose, it's like a tap just turning off, and we were like, shit. So now work's picking up again. I just did some work for a department store in London, which was so funny, which was actually one of our first ever sponsors, wasn't it? That Fenwick.
I don't think it was.
Didn't they invite you to something when you were blogging?
Yeah, but that wasn't a sponsor.
Oh, it wasn't a sponsor, just an invite.
No, it was just an event. It was a nice event.
And they just basically said, come up to Fenwick in the department store in London, take out an electric bike, and then just ride it around. And I was like, that sounds like the best day out ever. So I toddled up to London on the train. Had to wear a mask the whole way up on the train, which was horrible considering I've got a problem with those things. I reckon I could go to a doctor and get a lanyard, but then I don't want to be the guy walking around with a lanyard.
Also, just don't be a dick. Everyone else has to do it. Yeah. Just suck it up and shut up.
But I can't. I've got a problem.
Well, then don't talk to us about it, Steph.
No, I have a medical problem. You can't.
Anyway, Steph and I watched a really cool program this week, which we actually binge watched. I think there's only 4 episodes, right? And each episode is an hour long, so it's like almost like movie length. And we watched it over the course of 4 nights. I think I could have binge watched if I wasn't such a granny that I had to go to bed at 10 o'clock at night. But it was called The Pursuit of Love, and it is on BBC. And it's interesting, actually, because Steph found it and wanted to watch it with me, not realising that I'd already researched it and wanted to read the book. So it's based on a book, but it's just filmed beautifully. And it was actually really funny. Like, the first couple of episodes, even you were laughing, and I didn't think you were going to really get into that kind of show, you know?
Yeah. It was who's the actor from guy from Fleabag, the priest from Fleabag?
Oh yeah, the priest from Fleabag.
He was my favorite character in it. I think he just played such an amazing part.
Yeah, he did. And actually
Merlin or something.
His part that he played as well, I like that he hasn't typecast himself.
Oh, I love the fact somebody's like got a leaf blower outside our house. And I think what we're gonna have to do is close that window.
Okay.
Is that right? Do you mind?
Yeah, we might have to keep this podcast short then, because I'm gonna be sweating in a minute.
Yeah, sorry about this. We got a leaf blower outside our bloody house.
Is that a bit better?
That's a lot better, actually. Yeah, I can tolerate that now. It's like they know.
So yeah, that's a good recommendation if you're looking for a TV series right now. Sadly, only 4 episodes, though. I was a little bit upset.
It might be
it
more
finished.
Than that, but they're about an hour long each. They're each an hour long,
no,
so it's quite long.
More than that. Is it 4 or 5?
I can't remember.
It's not very many anyway, but they're an hour long.
So. I've got a recommendation. It's actually for a job that we just did, but we really enjoyed doing it. It's for like this Lego where you can basically put together, you can make a artwork with the Lego. And we've got a Marilyn Monroe piece of artwork that we made with Lego, and it looks really cool. It's like pixely looking, it just looks wicked. I've got it hanging in my office and I love it. So that's something fun to do for a date night one time. Get yourself a glass of wine and make yourself a piece of art. You get a piece of art for the wall, you get something to do. It's just
also
such a lovely thing.
It would be a really nice Christmas or birthday present.
Yeah, it would,
because it's like an activity, but then you also benefit from the activity afterwards because you get to see it on the wall.
Yeah, exactly. Cool. Yeah, I love it. It's one of those products that comes along every now and again that I'm like, oh, this is brilliant.
Brilliant.
Yeah, she's absolutely brilliant. So yeah, no, I don't really have anything else to recommend other than the Lego and that. So what else has been going down around? Did we put up our video on Sunday, which was which went down quite well with our viewers, which was nice because it was just again playing around with the formats of trying different things. I got an actress to play our manager and did this whole scene with her, which was fun, man. I love acting. I really would wish I could be an actor. I really would love to do that, you know.
No shit stuff.
I really would. I would love to be an actor. I even like looked in fairly recently to like where you could do it around here, like in the nighttime, so do evening classes or something like that to do it. But I think it would be such a great fun thing to do.
What else have we got to talk
yeah,
about?
Yeah, I feel like we're tailing off here.
Bit dry
the problem
here.
Is everything that I want to talk about, you've heard it so many times. And it's so like,
what,
you're so much
you've
like,
already told me.
Because I've already told you, or it's just boring. So I'm like, well, I think we need to get some guests. I think we started to do some guests.
That's a good idea.
On the podcast. We need to get our first guest on the podcast. I'm going to start putting the feelers out for somebody to see who we can get on. And then consider who we can get on.
Yeah, that would be good. I feel like when you've been in lockdown with your husband or wife for many months, sometimes you just don't have that much to say to each other.
Yeah, because we just share.
Did say we should come in with a plan this week and not come in dry.
We did. We went for a walk around the park before we started doing this, and we came up with some ideas, but we just flew through them.
But they're all gone now.
Yeah, well, you cut me off on my London chat. I could have strung that out for a bit longer. No, one thing I did see with the comedy, though, one thing that did make me want to do it, because what encourages me about comedy is that you don't necessarily have to be funny in terms of like you listen to Joe Rogan. I never really ever laugh at anything he says ever. He's not one of those people that I would listen to and find him funny. But
I think
he's
they
a
have
massive
a different,
comedian.
But they have a different sense of humor over there, though, don't they, in the States? It's not necessarily as like dry as ours.
But every single comedian that you watch, bar the host, are just reading out something they've written.
Yeah.
It's just, they're just reciting. So if you could write something where you have time to reflect and time to think and write something, as long as how you'd remember.
Also, I think
half an hour's worth of a script is beyond me.
City to city and town to town, what people find funny. I don't think something that you wrote specifically for where we live wouldn't be funny in London, you know, or like.
They tailor it, I think, a bit.
Yeah, no, I know that. I'm just saying if you were going to go into it, you would have to write different scripts probably for different areas.
Yeah, you would for sure. Yeah, like some of them brought in like the Bath one-way system or something like that, where they would just swap out one-way systems for different towns or whatever. So they have techniques for doing that. The one thing that would make me scared, I think, or worry me is somebody heckling, because I'd be like, oh God, what do I say? How do I make this funny? The host that was doing the other night was really good at just ripping people apart and just tearing into people.
Was good. And he remembered everyone's names as well.
I don't know how he did that. He remembered everyone's names. It was
I'm
crazy.
The worst with names. You know, it's so awkward, isn't it, when you like bump into somebody you know and you're with your like husband or your wife or your friend and you feel like you should introduce them but you can't remember their name and then you look really rude for not introducing them.
I've been there so many times. We did have this awkward
I have a hack for that, you know. I just I introduced you to the person and then they normally introduce themselves.
Yeah, it's a good hack.
I'm like, oh, by the way, this is my husband. And then they go, oh, hi, I'm blah, blah, blah. And then I find out their name and then it's great.
There was a super awkward situation the other day. We were walking around the park and we saw another couple with kids the same age as ours. And they were walking around, a couple with their kids running around like ours were. And we sort of bumped into them. And it's just at the start of half term. And I was like, oh, how are you doing? How are you getting on? They were like, oh, you know, half term, really happy about it. And I was like, yeah, I know, fucking horrific, isn't it? And they're like, no, we're really happy about it being half term. We get to spend some time with our kids. And I'm like, I can't tell if you're joking.
That was so awkward.
Yeah, and they're like, no, we're not. I was like, And I sort of, it's so awkward because I sort of was looking at them a bit, waiting for like kind of a visual cue that they were joking so I could just burst out laughing, but they were being deadly serious. And I was like, well, you want to spend time with your kids? I don't understand this.
That was one of the most painful conversations I've seen you in, and it was really fun to watch.
It was so excruciating.
It was so fun to watch though, because I was just kind of on the outskirts watching you squirm.
I don't often meet parents who just like really enjoy being around their children. It does happen. I know it does happen. Like that was an example.
I mean, we do sometimes.
In moderation.
Yeah, just not like, especially after lockdown, I feel like I've got parental burnout.
Yeah, got
it. I've done this nonstop with no break for months and months and months. And I'm like, I'm ready for a break now, you know?
I was thinking this the other day. I was like, how many people are going to come out of the last year with actual issues, with kind of like with psychological damage from just being cooped up in their own bloody house for this amount of time?
Do you know what? I really enjoy just being alone now after lockdown. I feel like because we were in this like environment where we're just all together all of the time, I don't really feel the need to go out and be with more people. I just want to be alone.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's probably not right, is it?
Yeah, no, there's nothing like being alone, a bit of your own time in your own head.
I just love being alone. It's so nice.
It's great, isn't it? I don't mind being with you a little bit, by can be a bit like being alone, because we lost off the time we could just sit there and just not chat.
Yeah,
like,
there's we that level of comfortable.
Didn't we? We just spent 7 hours lying down, chilling, and just because we needed to,
have a break.
Kids were at a pirate club, so we were like, let's just have a little break. And it was wonderful. We didn't have to sit there chatting the whole time. Sometimes it's exhausting chatting. Sometimes you're like, mate, can we just not talk for a bit? Could we just say be quiet?
I think it's just like nice to be comfortable enough with someone where you don't constantly feel the need to fill all the gaps and be interesting or like think of new things to say. Like, it's nice just to be in somebody's company but not have to try.
Yeah,
you know?
Like sometimes I'm in somebody's company and I find myself really boring. I'm like, God, I'm boring myself, but just being here talking to you, like I'm boring me and you're not, I'm not even you. It's weird. Yeah. Right then, Hannah Mags, shall we call it a day?
It's the shortest podcast we've ever done. It's very, very sweaty up here and I'm wearing jeans, which I'm regretting deeply.
Don't worry, babes. We'll get some guests on soon and we'll make it really spicy and bring it back. And we'll also come in better prepared next time. We're in a very hot office. Well, let's not make excuses. You made it to the end and you should give yourself a pat on the back. Thank you very much for doing that.
Thanks, guys. We'll see you all next week. Enjoy the heat wave.
See you next week, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.